You just sit it in, let the water boil, and drip your, we all use French drip coffee. Just drip your coffee like, yeah.
Before you went to bed at night, you'd always put on a big, on the fire?
Oh no, uh-uh. You wouldn't put your coffee on the fire, it would boil out through the night. Yeah.
No, before you went to bed at night and you wanted the fire to go, keep going?
Oh yeah, you could bank it up with ashes. And somebody of them laughed and said, you're going to use your fireplace. I said, my dog's going to put a fireplace in her house just for ornament and leave. I said, no indeed, every time those boys got right to that door, they dropped that wood and made a mess with it. I want them old wood fireplaces, unless I have to have it.
When they were carrying in a...
Yeah, you know, don't want to make two trips, so they come with a big load of them. By the time they get there, they couldn't manage it no more, they'd drop it. So,
now the smoke went out through the...
Well, you see, the chimney, as I told you, was above the roof, go all through the house, above the roof, and it was different heights they would put them, but usually, if you look up there when you walk out, you can see it's about like that. And that kind of depends on the setup of your roof, too. It's got to make a safe and clearing, not the smoke, to come back in the house.
Did you ever have to get up there and clean out all that?
Not I, but what you do, you put some limbs, twigs and things, on a rope and jiggle it up and down, and you'd have it closed.
Then we'd get all that.
Then you had a shovel and a bucket, and you pick it up with a regular shovel. That's for the fireplace. I don't mean a steel shovel. And you take that out. Mainly, don't try to make dust with it.
Take out all that what? All that, what you call that black stuff?
That soot and ashes.
The ashes were?
The ashes is what the wood burns, and the soot is what accumulates up in the chimney when you get from the top and jiggle a little limb or something that would scrape the sides, you see.
Yes, ma'am.
Get it clean. But every now and then they kind of catch fire and they clean themselves. But you got to worry that your house don't catch too.
Okay. Did you have things like this in your house? What did you have? What sort of things did you have in the house?
I had the furniture that was in this house at the time of my grandmother. This is some of it.
What do you call that? That's a
little settee. And in those days they call it a parlor set. See, the whole set, all those pieces.
Yeah.
That's a poker table. And over there is where you put your poker and your little shovel for your fireplace, that little black thing against the wall.
That looks like something you'd write on.
You mean the poker table?
Yeah.
Well, you can't write on it.
I wish you both would just play poker.
But it's called a poker table.
You folks play poker here?
Oh yeah, I used to play poker. I got my daughter chess and they were playing Got It. I never played that before.
Got It?
Yeah, Got It. If you think you have enough to win, you say Got It. And then you stay in.
the sort of things you had to sit in, like just regular old?
We have regular fun that you do in my time. And as I say, I got it from my grandmother, so it was during her time too. And this, the front part of the house, is the oldest. My uncle added on that was the L. And had done a complete repairing and had papered. And then when we came down there, we sheetrocked everything. And
okay.
Now they're going back to paper.
How fun is the what? That's front.
Just a front lawn, that's all.
Well, I mean the front part of the house here.
Oh, call it the front porch.
Okay, and that's the back there is the...
Just back porch, that's right.
Okay. All right.